Good morning. My name's Catherine Emby, and I'm going to be reading from Psalm 89, verse 2. Your unfailing love will last forever. Your faithfulness is enduring as the heavens. And from Psalm 119, verse 90, your faithfulness extends to every generation, as enduring as the earth you created.
Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Please take a seat as we celebrate God's faithfulness. I mean, after singing that loud and that clearly, we don't even need to preach. Amen. Just kidding. You tried. I'm going to preach for about an hour. His faithfulness never ends. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Every time I put my feet on the floor, when I get out of bed in the morning, new mercies I see. If you can agree with that, say amen. We see something new of God every day. Every time we are giving another 24 hours to live, we are able to see some of God's faithfulness. We see it in our own lives, we see it in the church, and we see it in and amongst our families. No matter what goes on in our little town of Palm Harbor, no matter what goes on in our state, no matter what goes on in the United States, no matter what goes on in the entire world, World Cup starts today, by the way, if you didn't know. No matter what goes on, God is always faithful, amen? Maybe we need a moment now and again to think about it. No matter what way we have worshipped in this sanctuary, no matter what way you have worshipped in your lifetime, whether you've had a guitar, whether you've had a trombone, whether you've had a great voice, whether you've said some great kind of doxology, whether you've stood still, whether you've danced around, whether you've proclaimed mightily with a beautiful, booming voice, God has always been faithful. God's been faithful to me in my life. In my 5 decades of being on this planet, God has always been faithful. In my early years, in the first decade, God was faithful in taking me to a small, poor church. My mother took me and made me to go. I had a drug problem. She drugged me along to church every week. In the second decade of my life, God was faithful in and amongst my choice to join the Royal Navy, to be in the military. God spoke to me powerfully through that time, and God was faithful. In the next decade, in my 30s, God was faithful through my wife and my family of 28 years. In the next decade, when I decided to go into vocational ministry, no matter what place I was serving, no matter what area of life that my vocation was, God was always faithful to me. It doesn't get old. Maybe there's a time in your life when you knew exactly when God was faithful to you. And as an exercise, I want you today to think about how many decades you have been on this celestial globe. And in each decade of your life, think about how God has been faithful to you. Some of you have 5 decades. Some of you have 6 decades. Some of you have 3. Some of us have 9. Yeah. But think about it. Where has God been faithful to you in those years? God has been faithful to this church too. God has been faithful to this group of people that got together and decided that it would be a great idea to form a church. All the way back to 1901, 1901, people got together and met in the school in Sutherland. In fact, this town was called Sutherland. And they met for 19 years and in a college. And they decided that they should probably get a church. So they got a church downtown in the Whitechapel. It's still lit. They cleaned the bricks. They had a fire one year, and they cleaned the bricks, and God was faithful to them. That was 1925. 40 years later, they decided to buy a church, a building on Michigan Avenue in 1965. And they worshiped there for 30 years. And some bright spark, some group of people, some faithful people who were following God and wondering whether they needed any more land or not, decided to buy this piece of land for $325,000. It's not a lot, Henry. And God has been faithful to this church through that time. God has been faithful in the sanctuary that was now the multi-purpose room where you just had your pancakes. And 20 years ago, next year, this sanctuary was built that you are worshiping today. And throughout all those times, God has been faithful. Amen? God continues to... Nobody's come along. No other God has come along and said, hey, guess what? I am more faithful than your God, Yahweh. I've got more things better than God, Yahweh. I know a God that's better than Jesus Christ that died on the cross and was resurrected 3 days later. Nobody's ever come along and said that. And maybe your friends tease you because you still believe in that old-fashioned God. Maybe your friends are teasing you because you got your kids baptized today. Maybe people say, you still believe in that Jesus guy that died with the hair and that, you know. Maybe people doubt the fact that the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that is dwelling in my heart, that dwells in the people of these hearts, that dwells in your hearts. Maybe people are doubting that, and maybe people are saying, oh no, your God is not faithful. If you believe that your God is faithful, I would like to hear a resounding amen. Amen? God continues to be faithful. Maybe you're here today and you've never decided to follow Jesus. You've never decided to put your trust in God. Maybe you've heard some of the scriptures that have been said by different people in between the songs. Maybe you need to know some of the scriptures that we believe in, that we've said. Here's a couple. God is a faithful God. He is a God of faithfulness without injustice. And that's what Moses said all those years ago. He says he's faithful to all generations. He said that in the Psalm 105. He said, your faithfulness, this is David now, your faithfulness reaches to the heavens, reaches all the way to the clouds, Psalm 36, verse 5. And in the New Testament, the completion of the Old Testament, he says, he who has promised is faithful. Paul writes later to the Thessalonians, what we read this morning, what we read earlier on, what Tyler read. He says, the one who calls you to something is faithful. And later, when he's writing in John, to the first letter to John, he says he is faithful to forgive our sins. And he lives. He lives not just in the midst of the worshiping throng, but he lives in and amongst our lives. He's present each day when we rise and when we fall. And he will be present when we fall and pass on our last day. He'll be present in and amongst our ministries, in and amongst traditional worship, and in and amongst modern worship, and in and amongst this sanctuary and that sanctuary, and in and amongst different buildings that we make, in and amongst different ministries that we create in the church. God will always be faithful, amen? He's faithful when we baptize our children and we decide to bring them up in the church. He's faithful when we support that idea. And God continues to be faithful. He lives. He lives as the Son. He lives. He's risen in our hearts because we believe. We believe in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, who died so that we might live. Because he lives, God is forever faithful. Amen.